Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace their thoughts. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. Today I'm talking about power over your circumstances. You know, it amazes me how we somehow separate ourselves from the conditions, the situations, the problem, the circumstances that are going on in our lives. And we take no responsibility. It's not my fault. If only this had happened, and if only that had happened, and if other people didn't do this and that, or say this and that about me, or this hadn't happened, then I wouldn't have responded the way I did. And we go through this whole long scenario of placing blame elsewhere as if we are not co-creators with God, as if we didn't have free will, as if our choices did not put us in those positions to begin with, and then require additional choices. And you already know you're in a bad place, okay, or a weird place when you get there and it's like your soul just goes, uh-oh. But we persist, nonetheless, because we are determined to make this wrong thing right. And anybody can predict the end result. Because then all you're doing is basically treading water, trying to stay afloat, trying to be right, knowing already that you're wrong. The devil said, the future will not be fundamentally different from the imaginal activity of man. Therefore, the individual who can summon at will whatever imaginal activity he pleases, and to whom the vision of his imagination are as real as the form of nature, is the master of this fate. And to summarize that, or put it in layman's terms, what that means more than anything is the situation that you get yourself into or find yourself into come from your own imagining. Okay? And quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, the way out of hell is the same way you got in it. Okay? Through your imagining. And you're calling forth your power over your circumstances, recognizing the strength, the power, the wisdom, the access that you have to the divine, your source, your sustainer. Whereas you can draw in more power and call forth that which you desire. You see, the fact is you're on the wrong track to begin with, okay? Because any time you attempt a particular thing and you start to find that it's leading you in the wrong direction or a direction other than the one you were seeking or a destination other than the one that you were seeking, the smart thing to do would be to stop. Ask for directions. Ask for clarity. Draw from that power that is within and around you that allows you to foresee your error rather than trying to be right and continuing on. That's where you correct your movement and go in the right direction. It's for you to be big enough, strong enough, smart enough to admit that this is not right. Uh-oh, made a mistake. It's an error in judgment. I'm going the wrong way. Made the wrong choice. Some of us will walk straight into hell with absolutely no detour or delay because we simply want to be right. Oh, yeah, I know where I'm going. I know this routine. I know what I'm doing. And you don't. My question also, always when I'm somehow involved with someone and they're supposedly taking me somewhere, is have you been here before? Because if you haven't been here before, then I have absolutely no faith in the fact that you know what you're doing. So why don't you just admit that? And then maybe we can find our way together. But if the blind is leading the blind, there's sure to be a lesson in this rather than a success. Having power over your circumstances means first being true to yourself. Knowing who you are, what your purpose is, what your plan of action is, and making the appropriate choices to get you from point A to where you need to be. Okay? too often we settle. What I mean by that is we just accept a substandard life, substandard relationship, substandard salary, substandard position it was. We just accept or settle for less. No, this wasn't what I had in mind, but it's okay, I'm paying the bills, I'm getting by. You were made for so much more than that. You are so much greater than that. Your wants, needs, and desires are there. That is your soul, okay? What's for you to abundantly to draw from the universe, God, the divine, for everything that you need? Everything's been supplied. Okay. All you need to do is work with what's already made available. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. And I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. They keep thinking, oh, I got to come up with something brand new. Not really. As a co-creator with God, that basically means you work with what you already have and turn it into what you want it to be. Okay? That's not only the smart way. That's the only way. All right? Every belief, every thought, every word out of your mouth, and every action you take will manifest physically. This is Earth. That is what we do as co-creators, the creators, created the heavens and the earth. Okay, and after those 6 days, you know, I decided, all right, well, yeah, this man that I made and this woman, okay, is now, has now been given the power to create, given my power, made in my image, in order to be, do, and have the life that they desire. So go ahead, go out into the world and create. Okay? And sure, there are consequences, no doubt. There are consequences. Because your creations are your responsibility. And you don't get to blame someone else. You especially don't get to blame God. So we made up this other image. We started believing in duality. We started believing that there are some other forces that are causing us, you know, to sabotage ourselves. That's a cute idea, but it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because there is only one source. That source is everything. Now, if you refuse to see it, then you create a life that you probably don't desire. But if you want to live a life of unlimited joy, you draw it from that which gives you power, that which gives you abundance, success, happiness, love, harmony, balance, money. And don't allow yourself to get distracted or try to take those shortcuts.
which generally means shortchanging yourself. And you start recognizing that you have power over your circumstances because of your choices. Your choices will determine what happens next. Pure and simple. So you are the one who's making this up. There's no pre-written script. You're the one who's saying zig rather than zag. Go left at the corner, turn right at the next corner. You're the one who's directing the course of your life. But recognize that other people also have that same ability. Okay? You're not the only one. And that's why it's important to pay attention and to know who you're dealing with. Okay? Because the people that you allow into your life can also turn you from accomplishing your objectives, your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your desires. You ever have a friend who, every time you turn around, in trouble, and there's this and that they need you to do, and they just keep disrupting your life? Oh, but you love them and you want to help, but you know that they have become your Achilles heel. Now, I'm going to say something. This is probably going to hurt. That's your fault. Because you chose to play their game. You chose to put your future, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your goals, your purpose on hold. In order to supply their needs. And most of the time we do it because we feel like, oh, well, okay, let me just take care of this. It'll take a minute, you know. If I just do this good thing for them, you know, because they won't or can't do it for themselves, you know, then I'll be right back and I can get back on track. A lot of times we also think that doing something good for them is to fill our karmic bank and, you know, we'll get favor in the end. But it doesn't normally work that way. And that's where that old saying comes from, where no good deed goes unpunished. Okay? When you make the choice to abandon your own cause, your own purpose, your own plan of action, in order to play in somebody else's playground or in their mess, know what it's costing you, because you may never get that chance again. You may never have that opportunity again. You are creating your circumstances, and everything that you have done led you up to this particular place in your life. And sure, there's going to be temptation. There's going to be people who will try to divert your attention. But it's up to you to stay the course. Your life depends upon them. Your goals, your hopes, your dreams. Are contingent upon. Now, some of you don't have a course of action. They're not really sure what it is you want to be, do, and have. You know, I get this from people every day. You know, I just want to be happy, or, you know, I don't want to be rich or anything. I just want to be happy. What does that mean? Define that. Because your happiness depends upon your purpose, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your hopes, your dreams, and your desires. Okay? If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there or if you get there. You have power over your circumstances, no matter what they are. Right now, if you can hear the sound of my voice, and the only reason why I make that distinction is because if you are not able to make choices for your life because you are imprisoned or somehow disabled, you may not be the only person making choices for you. But you do have the ability as a human being, as a co-creator with God, to choose against, to choose more life, to choose more life. Put together a plan of action that works for you. Go to my website. It's www.unjoy.org. Make an appointment with me. Let's put together a blueprint for your success. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.